Rabosai, it's always kedai and very important, meaning of nuzman. It's always important to emphasize and focus and chazer over, you know, what we believe are ikrim and musr, what the foundations of musr are, the basic yesodos, what's important to know as Bnei Torah, aspiring to become better and bigger over the Hashem. So that's number one. Number two, Rabosai, I found this sforno today. You know, they always talk about trying to find, I think it's called the elixir of life, right? Everyone tries to find, how do you live forever? They used to talk about that a lot years ago, how to find what's the secret formula, secret potion, the waters, the fountain of youth, whatever you call it, right? How to live forever. I found the answer to our problems on both sides. We all have, as I think we all can say, we all have one goal. We want to serve Hashem, we want to do mitzvah, we want to be per tzaddikim. We want to be tzaddikim, right? Is that fair to say? If you can wave the magic wand, become a tzaddik, you do it, right? But there's no magic wand. Rabosai, the Sforno tells what the magic wand is. So that's about a Feirush Sforno. Just to quote the last line before we get into it, the last line of the first Sforno you have is, V'shamata b'kol Hashem olkecha, k'shetetzayr zeh v'tavin, tishma b'kol b'li safek. That's it. All you have to do is something, and I guarantees you, you'll listen to Hashem, to His voice, b'li safek. That's what we're looking for, right? How do we guarantee that we'll do Ratzon Hashem? He says it. We'll see what it means. We'll see what he says, right? But this is it. This is the prescription for listening to Hashem b'li safek. Okay? I piqued your curiosity, right? You want to hear, right? Says the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'yadav Moshe v'akonim ha'leviyim. Moshe speaks, v'akonim ha'leviyim, akol Yisrael emor. They all got together, spoke to Kai Yisrael. Haskeis u'shema Yisrael. Right? Listen. We'll see what it means more in the Sforno. Listen very carefully. Kla Yisrael. Hayom hazeh. Today. Nehyeh salam. You become a nation. Rasham olkecha. You become a nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. Now that's it. You became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. Right? Rash says you're supposed to imagine like it's today. Whatever it is. But today you became Hashem's people. V'shamata b'kol Hashem olkecha. And you will listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice, his instructions. You'll do his mitzvahs, his chukim. Asher anochi misavecha yom. Says the Sforno. Pasuk Tes. Haskeis u'shema. Right? Says the Sforno. What does that mean? Haskeis. Sayer b'machashavtecha. Picture. Right? Imagine in your mind. Right? Draw a picture. A little koachatzir, as we call in Hebrew. Right? Draw a picture. Paint a picture in your mind. Kmo es at sakosa malkechem, whatever he brings right, that's what the word means. But haskes means sire, right? Make a picture, draw in your mind, draw an illustration in your mind. Ushema, what does shema mean? Doesn't mean just listen, it means it's boning. It means think about it clearly, carefully, right? Focus on it, shema, not just to listen. So it means basically you're supposed to go ahead and imagine in your mind, paint a picture in your mind, and think about it, analyze it, think into it, be misbonin into it, right? Focus on it. V'shamata b'kol Hashem olkecha. So what's the puzzle? Let's go back to the puzzle. Haskeis u'shema Yisrael, right? Be messiah in your mind, u'shema and be misbonin in your mind. That what? Here's the line of both sides. Hayom hazeh, niyei salam, Hashem olkecha. Today you became a people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You became His nation. Says the Sforno, Shamatu B'Kol Hashem, next pasuk, Shamatu B'Kol Hashem Olkecha, Kishetetzayre, Zeh, when you do picture this, V'tav, when you do both those things, Seer and his bonerus, Tishma B'Kol B'Li Safek. Oh, that's it. We got it, right? What's he saying? Our both? Very simple, right? If a person would go ahead and make a picture in his mind, think about it. What does it mean? Just that one idea. Today, or I am, as if it was today, yeah, whatever it was, right? But I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people. Right? We are His people. He has chosen us. And I guess it means there's billions of people out there in the world, right? What's the latest number? I don't know. 6 billion? 7 billion? Something like that, right? There's 7 billion people out there. Kai Yisrael is, let's say, nowadays, I don't know, count those days, 12 million people, whatever the number is, right? He took a nation of a tiny amount of people compared to the whole world. He took us, He chose us. Woo, that makes me special. I feel great about that. You know? And He chose us. The king chose. I mean, use a lot of kol chasira both sides. Not just that fact. there's a lot that comes with it. You know, if Hashem, if the king, if the Melech Machem Machnash Baruch Hu, if he took us and appointed us and made us his people, and he's the king, he's super in charge, he's on top of everything, over 12 billion people and all the solar systems and all, and he chose me, that's like a machayev, right? I should listen to him, right? If the greatest in the whole universe chose me, so number one, I feel special, and he chose me, and he expects me to follow suit, and I'm his special, you know, legionnaires, I'm his right-hand man, that, he says, that's all he needs. I don't know, I think we believe in the Sfarno, he's a big Talmud Chacham, right? He's a big man, a big gadol. He says, if you're Messiah, and you're Mizbonein, this one concept, the Hayom Hazeh, Niyesolam Hashem Olkecha, when you do that, your problems will be solved. Tishma b'kol b'lisafik. So it seems on both sides. So what do you see? We see practically one Eitzah Tovah. Simply see one Eitzah Tovah. He has a tremendous tachbula. A person wants to strive to become close to Hashem. He wants to be motivated. There's a lot of things you can think about. Here's one thing. Here's one great Eitzah. Think about it. Analyze it. Absorb it. Put it into your mind, right? Use Koach Hatzir to imagine. What does it mean that that he's the God and you're his subjects, you're his people, we were chosen out of all the rest of the people. You know, think about billions of people out there, and us tiny little people were chosen, and who chose? Hashem chose Melech Malchus Machadosh Baruch Hu, the greatest of all, and he tells us, and he's most nefesh, all this stuff, whatever it means, whatever it's part of, all the Koach Hatzir you can think of for that night, now I am Hashem's people, that will motivate us. It'll motivate us to say, I want to do what he's asking me to do. That's what we believe. I know what he asked me to do. He says the 613 mitzvahs, says this, that, you know. I know what he wants me to do, but I don't feel motivated. I have so many other drives. I want to do this. I want to make money. I want to fulfill my tithes. I want to have steak, kosher, non-kosher, whatever it might be. I want to have all these things. There's one powerful force, probably other things also, but there's one powerful force which will go ahead and motivate us. Believe Suffolk. There's no doubt about it, he says. And Sferno went through all this. He went through life's trials and tribulations. He went through the Nisyon Sachayim. He said, listen, I'm telling you, that's what the Pasuk is saying. This is what makes it happen. Think, be Messiah, analyze in your mind, make a picture, Koach Hatzir, an audiovisual aid, think about it, and be Misbona, analyze it. So that's just one Yisod. But the bigger Yisod of both is the biggest, most basic Yisod of Musar is that you don't need the greatest Chidushim, you know, of Hashkafa and philosophy and Kabbalah. Some people are into Kabbalah, you know, all this type of stuff. A new Kiddush, the universe, solar system, whatever, or Hashem, looks like, I don't know, whatever, right? You don't need all that. We don't need that to go ahead and be inspired and to motivate us, right? The simple things that everyone here knows. We all know, right? You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge, right? And he picked you, and he picked where his favorite nation, and where his chosen people, right? Even the guy knows where his chosen people. If you take that, the simplest idea, which we know since we're 2 years old, since first grade we know this, but the problem is it's not clear, it's not embedded in my psyche, it's not part of my nature. It's not like, you know, I know there's a ceiling here, and there's a floor, and there's light outside, that I know it's part of my being. I do not know it's part of my being that Hashem took us and chose us as a people. We are his favorite chosen people. I don't know that. I know it, but I don't know it, right? I don't, it's not imbibed, it's not absorbed, it's not, osmosis didn't take place yet. So that's the kirabot say. You don't need wild and crazy new ideas and new hashkafas and that, the stuff which we all know. Not just this, other examples also, everything, whether it's charvonish, whatever it might be. The kunz is that we don't have it in our lave. It's not absorbed, it's not part and parcel of us. And if we can focus and try to go ahead and make it a piece of us, make it like second nature, and just like I know it, the sun's outside in the daytime, the moon's out there at night, if as clear as that, if it's as clear as day, you might say, that I know that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us as his people, and if I feel it in my bones, I will go ahead and be motivated to go ahead and do all his mitzvahs. It's the right thing to do. It's proper for me, and I should be doing it. How can I not do it? He's the God. He's the Melech Malchus Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he chose me. I such an honor, this and that. I'm special. I'm an achrayus. All the above. Whatever it means, whatever is contained, okay, within that, if you think about that, focus, you'll be a different person. In a similar vein on both sides, a similar vein, the other pasuk says, Hayom hazeh, Hashem olkecha, misavach olasov, today, Hashem commands you, ask to do, es hachukim o'ela, all the chukim, es mishpatim, v'shamart of yosisa osam, and you shall watch and keep them, with your heart and with your nefesh. Your heart and your soul, I guess, symbol. Your life, whatever it means. Says it's for now. Right? Hayom Azeh, you can read that also. Sha'at HaNichnas, your bris, Hashem gave you a bris. Hine inya bris hu, Shokel Yisbarach Mitzav HaGasa, Hashem commands you, Asukam Esla Mishpatim, Utovach, it's good for you. Ha'asu Kein Chogoyin, only to you, not to other gods, not to other, God, other people rather. Yatam Mikav Lech L'Shom, fine. What does that mean, says Forno? What is it that you should know? With any, there's no, should be no doubt in your mind. Right? In other words, this idea that Hashem made a bris, and Hashem's in charge, Hashem is the creator, and he commands you certain things, right? It's appropriate. It makes sense. It's roy. It's fitting, right? It's fitting that you should do his ratzon. That's the b'chol v'avcha. B'chol v'avcha means you should not have any. There should be no knowing doubts. There should be no, you know, part of your heart is not convinced. No, I'm fully and totally convinced. I know with all my heart, b'lishum sofik, shiroy lasos ratzono, that it's appropriate to do what Hashem says. Hashem commands you the chuk mishpatim. And you do b'chol v'avcha. So b'chol v'avcha means if you know with all your heart that it's proper to do it. If you know that, what's going to happen? Listen to this. B'chol nafshecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, nefesh, shalyani oscha, koch at misave. Right? We don't want the koch of taiva, the koch of a drive that you have, maybe an inappropriate drive. B'yoscha, makir mailas mishetziva, v'to'elas misvelsav v'vazeh. Right? So he seems to be saying, I think what he's saying is, a person has typhus. He has very natural, normal, regular day typhus. He has drives. I want this. I want this ice cream. I want this steak. I want this taiva. I want to be with a certain person. Whatever it is, I want money. Whatever it might be. He has typhus. So it's a natural, and he has them. Okay? How do you deal with them? So normally, I would say, which is appropriate, which is true, you fight the taiva. You try to be kovish the yetzer. You've got a kochatzir. Maybe you're a sa'onesh, or maybe avas Hashem. All the different ways that you fight the yetzer hara, and you fight those taivas. That's the conventional mahal. That's all fine and nice. There's another approach he's saying over here. You know what that is? If a person goes ahead and he's b'chol vavacha, he recognizes without any doubt, right? Shiroi las rison. What does that mean? Bios chamakir. When you recognize mailas mishetziva. You recognize how great it is, the one who commanded us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The special ma'ira, the special attributes, the special gadlus that he has. V'to'elas mitzvosav, and the benefits of his mitzvos, right? If you do that, then you'll not be controlled by your taiva. How does that work? I want it, but okay, I know intellectually Hashem wants me to do a mitzvah, not do an aveira. Fine, but I have an emotional drive. Right? We're not addressing emotions, right? With intellect usually doesn't fight emotions. So you're right. Normally speaking, you take the emotions, and normally you fight. You try to be kovish the yetzer, try to overcome it. You try to get excited about somebody else. I love Hashem so much. That's not what he's saying. He's just saying simple. If a person would recognize and clearly understand and know that it's appropriate, it makes so much sense to me. I should listen to Hashem. Hashem is such a tremendous being, and he created the whole universe. And it's appropriate. The mitzvahs which he commands us to do, it's appropriate to do, and I'll get so much benefit from them. Right, Milus, what does it say? Makir, Milus Mishitziva, the greatness of the commander, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'to'elas, the benefit of Mitzvosa. If I recognize those two things, if I clearly see it, that'll be such a powerful force. A person cannot experience and put his taiva to fruition if he sees with 100% clarity, with 20/20 vision, if he sees that I should be doing Hashem's mitzvahs. It's wrong. I shouldn't be doing this. I should be following the Torah. I should do what Hashem wants. So that's Rabbeinu said, another antidote, another way to overcome it, to deal with the Yetzer Hara. The normal conventional way is the Kvishas Amidos, Tikkun Amidos, right? You try to overcome. You try to use emotion against emotion. Say, I don't want it. I don't want it. I should put a cap on it. I'm going to control it. I don't want to get punished. But there's another way. That way is just clarity. When a person learns Musar, the person learns and he focuses, what is my obligation? Masa wasu balamo. And what he has to put his focus on. If he sees all that with ultimate clarity, he will have no problem. That'll take care of his problems because he'll see. How can I
How can I give into my tithe? How can I steal that money? It's wrong. Hashem doesn't want me to. It's so beneficial for me to go ahead and serve Hashem and do mitzvahs, and I'll get so much benefit. Listen to Hashem, paying back Hashem, all the above. Think about all that, obviously. It's not just a simple thing like that. But it's stuff that we know. But the problem is we know, but it's not clear on both sides. Well, so that's the yesod of Musr. To take things that we know, simple things that we learned in first grade, and just chazer it over and make it clear and clear in our minds. And when you do that, Trebo, so that's a powerful number one in general. Like the first inferno says, a powerful force which enables us, which will motivate us to do what's right. And number two, it'll even go ahead and help us fight the Yetzer Hara, the tivus that we have, which is so powerful potentially. Nevertheless, they dissipate and they fall apart when you have clarity of thought. That's the Kira Bosai.